Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first episode of Cubic MTG, the daily podcast in which we go deep into one aspect of cube, usually an individual card. Today, we're going to be covering what exactly a cube is. A cube is a repeatable draft format, usually designed by the creator to have a certain feeling. Some people go for a cube that feels like Limited All-Stars of All Time. Some people go for a cube that feels like Legacy, Vintage, Peasant, or even Pauper. These can all be based on what the creator feels is more fun and entertaining, as well as budget restrictions or just player preferences. My cube, personally, is a 320-card cube that feels like you're playing Legacy. This does not mean that all the cards are Legacy legal, they aren't. However, it means that you feel like you are playing in the Legacy format. This means that I have all the Alpha, Beta, and Limited duels, and it means that I have all the staples in Legacy, be they Tarmogoyf, Force of Will, Deathrite Shaman, all the fixtures of the Legacy format. However, you can still draft cards in my cube that aren't Legacy playable, such as Opposition, or Bitter Blossom, or simply pet cards of mine, such as Goblin Assault. Regardless, my cube is more geared to feel like you're playing Legacy in that kind of high-tempo format, but that can change depending on player-to-player, cube designer. But that's what the basics of a cube are. A repeatable draft format in which you can create your own set and your own playable format.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.